put yawn.
Today.
Yang, oh.
Oh, you, she,
Oh.
that's all right. He said, "Don't." I said, "No." She says, "Are you coming down Christmas?" And I said, "I don't know yet." I said, "Things is bothering me a little bit." She said, "Well, why?" So I said, "Look, Pam," I said, "you know why?" I said, "You know what it's all about." And I said, "To start with, it's bloody nonsense. It's the bloody daftiest thing I've ever bloody heard." I said, "There's little Sophie can walk over." She walked in and out. She didn't bloody even see it. I said, "It's a lot of bloody rubbish." I said, "And another thing," I said, "I'm gonna tell you straight." I said, "Cut your palate to the quick."
Aw.
And I You're wasting
Betsy.
the tapes, aren't you?
Whose
Pardon?
is this?
It's a market research
Gotta go
I'm
back.
doing.
He gotta go back. Gets £25 for doing
Get
that.
£25 for that?
For what?
Well, Joe said, "Why doesn't he do
Taping
that?" I
for a
said,
week.
"Well,
Taping what?
anything."
Any conversation for a week.
Well, when they have
What
the
have
up
you got
back
to do
in
that
the,
for?
when they have all the back in the university, they'll all bloody walk over each
Well,
other's
you ought to
door.
take me and Kim then.
Yeah,
They'll
no,
be listening
you
to that,
get
won't
on,
they? All
shut
those
up.
Fs.
Don't matter about swearing.
It's you.
It's
I can
what?
tell your voice. You can't tell me. Hers is like
Yours
sandpaper.
and
Hers is
yours.
like sandpaper.
They're so prominent, your voice.
But
I'm
I
gonna
talk, do you know why I talk loud?
From up
My
above.
father was stone deaf. And all my family talks loud.
Well, he burnt too,
Because we
didn't
used
he?
to say, "What did you say?"
Noisy bastards, get your lawyers.
Clay, got any money for a collection?
Yeah.
What are you collecting for?
School.
Oh, my days.
I've
You
got
still have
enough.
your kids?
I'm going round for my collection
I've got
too.
enough for one, but not for two.
What's the pocket money do you
We'll
manage?
Yeah, so.
we'll sell the crisps, sell the pikelets.
Go and buy yourself
What?
some
Sell
Spanish
them, walk around
opera?
with a crisp in
Or
front
your
of us.
dance when you go to school?
Your mum and dad want any crisps and pikelets and things, Laura? Because
Yeah,
I'm selling it.
it'll work.
You're selling my
Your rolls and the bit
Yeah,
in
sell it all
How much
up
does
there.
one
Have you got
do
any to
work?
sell?
Well, anything you've got to give away.
Yeah, well, don't matter what it
Organization.
is.
I'm desperate.
I'm bloody all that is gone the head.
This is disgusting.
I can't ask Julie after unless yesterday, because
We,
I had to
What have
pay
you got,
the
Sally?
But she took that.
Yeah, Sally's been out all night, 6 to 6.
Oh, Sally's a bear.
Sally's
Shut your mouth.
Well, keep being quiet
I
then.
forgot, she's been out all night, hasn't she?
I ain't coming over your Christmas.
You didn't
Why
say
not?
a word till you
Not in
walked
English,
in. You
but we
better
want a quiet Christmas.
You said it straight away when I come in here.
We want a quiet Christmas, no swearing, no bad
We'll
language.
have one because I'm emigrating
I'll be at
Christmas.
church.
Oh, that's good. He's going to mass.
Oh, I want to
Go
go
to
mass. Can I come
Yeah,
to
put
mass
no
with
pictures
him?
Midnight mass, right?
Midnight mass at the
Is that
after.
all right, Laura?
What's that?
Is Laura
Midnight mass.
I'm going.
Go to the carol service.
Every week, every year, don't we?
There you are, still Jess.
Oh, you can't take Laura,
I behaved myself in
Only
church
the church
time.
is bloody had a rain come back again.
Yeah, I know. So sorry
What
about
church
that.
do you go to? The Pentecostal?
No, Courageous.
Courageous.
How about digging around in your pocket there?
How about it?
Do you have
What
a, how
pocket?
about taking we out for a drink then?
Who, you?
Yeah.
Shut up.
How dare they?
Well, I'm going to set you on it with your girlfriend.
Eh?
Many a good tune playing a little fiddle.
I hope we no nuisance.
Oh,
oh now don't you wanna
that
bloody worry about that.
Oh.
I never forgot I come in your farm.
Map place here. Must
Straight
have that's mine.
Anyway.
I've got nothing else. Oh,
Wait.
thank you very
What?
much.
What'd you come over for?
I just been trying to
She
think what
can't
I'm over
think.
for.
Oh.
You only come over to be nosy, didn't you?
Well, go and hit one.
Nosy bleeding neighbours. It's getting like a rose in a rose you were.
They're like old rose.
Yeah, you had your nose glued to the window before last.
So?
Where you coming from?
When I write my obituary, what is it
Oh,
called?
obituary. Obituary.
When I write that, I'll have plenty to write about. Yeah. The obituary. What is it called?
Why did Clay?
Well, the life story, then. Put it
You
that
got a
way.
new word for out here, Clay.
Oh, I know what she's talking
Yeah,
about.
what do you call it? Your
Obituary.
No, your obituary's on your. In the paper when you're dead.
Oh, is it? Oh, well, I shall have as well as
Oh, the
that.
biography
Oh,
of that
biography? That ain't bloody right. No, that ain't biography. No,
Yeah,
no.
it's your biography.
No, that ain't.
Autobiography.
You begin to the O.
Autobiography.
Autobiography.
But,
Clay.
Begin with the O, innit? Obituary. Now, come on.
No, obituary's on your,
You
in the paper.
Obituary, sure.
That's what someone writes about you when you're dead.
I don't care about that.
I don't care about
No,
that.
it's your O. It begins with the O.
No,
It's when he says biography,
it
that's about bloody grammar, innit?
What?
Obituary. Oh, come on, say it.
What are you
Say
on
it.
about?
An autobiography.
It's night, David. So
bitter
it.
Autobiography.
No, that's about the bloody.
Biography is your life story. Autobiography is when you're dead and gone and they write about
it. No, it's your
obituary.
Obituary.
That's what they put on your top of your tombstone.
That's
your
obituary.
Epitaph on your tombstone, but obituary in the paper.
No, that's quite wrong. No, that's
I can't
right.
afford to put all that How in the paper. Can you, Claire?
27.
Well, must be your 27, she's 6.
Clay, we won't be able to have a great big piece put in the paper. We can't afford it. It's about £1 a word.
Don't bother doing that. Can I have the money for it? Go.
About
I want no bloody flowers. I can't smell the yard. I'm dead. I'll have them. I'll have
What's
the collection.
For then?
I'll have the collection. I don't know.
Just your bloody Claire.
Go off with me.
I didn't know he was owned. I came out the gate. I thought, oh, he's owned.
And that's what he's called his
turn up. I thought, oh, he's owned. Oh, no. I'll go back in and walk out.
He's gone get a loaf of bread. He's
gone out of the shop.
You gotta go out and do this shopping with this bad leg.
Ah, I got it, the yellow paper. No!
If you threw him
in? I haven't thrown him out.
Well, he ain't here, is he?
Well, I haven't seen him.
Yes, but he's upstairs.
Well, I bet the girls
are. Yeah, but don't.
I haven't even
written this. Don't throw him out. I'll go and get back for Christmas. I want an organ.
She wants an organ for Christmas.
I don't want the organ, I just want an organ.
One that she can play a tune on.
But I can play out on your fiddle if it comes to that. What's that? I don't like the bloody organ.
I said, ask Joe, you probably be able to play a good tune
on
it.
What? You can play a bloody tune on you, want a bleed snake charmer. I want an organ.
Oh, Sparrow's finger lifting
I want a bloody proper organ.
Oh, do you?
But I bloody wore out, so
proper
we ain't no
organ.
This cat would play one of them, can't
it? I told her if I win 50,000, I'm going to buy her one.
When are you going to play to her, Sam?
I do, and she walks out the room.
She'll fight to me.
Why not?
I walk out crazy in there one day. She's like, she seems so bad.
I could put Adlon in. And the monkey I got, he.
Got her a shot and get a loaf of bread, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh. She do play lovely.
She got bloody her dad.
Stood in the kitchen listening and I said to Joe, I said, is it going in?
What was you playing?
Oh, I don't know. Might have been the lost chord. I
know. She was playing hymns.
I was playing Moon River.
Last time you bloody played all the bloody corpses.
I don't know no bloody hymns, do I?
All the corpses in the
graveyard. Yeah.
You're living dead.
Well, I might be glad to go out on evening. I was
around the pubs and earn a few bucks.
Around the pubs.
So you're going to sing with Eddie?
Oh, I'll sing along with
Eddie. They sing along.
Yeah, you'll play and he can sing.
I said, oh, Josie, what's one for Christmas? I said, well, like an organ.
She wants an organ.
Is that all you get it now? Just Christmas?
Oh, yeah, but when I go in, well, Joe shuts both the doors.
Do you know what he says? Oh, you get it now, Christmas.
I'll get the organ, all right, Christmas. Chats will be a bleeding fine today. Oh, dear, I get some bird seed Christmas Eve.
Claudia, you're that Laura's not.
Yeah, good job. I don't know her, innit? I don't know her if I passed her in the street.
Good job.
Everybody passed her in the street as well.
Everybody passed her in the street.
Do them? Oh, yeah. Well. Yeah. I don't mind if she says hello, Ed. That's all right. Don't worry about it.
They look good because it's better.
At least live with them round here, at least get like them.
I put you down in that book, it's Googie.
Well, you're trying to tell us that you were posh when you were over a year. Well,
I
all was. The wife swapping and all that, yeah.
And I bet. I never swore over there.
I bet you had a wife swap.
I bet
you
never.
Is
a wife swap? What do I want to do?
A husband swap.
Well, there's
the keys in, don't them over there.
They were the first ones in there. Good Fridays over there.
Yeah.
Oh, dirty lawn over there.
Walk through your front door keys and take potluck.
It's down behind the curtains.
They ended up with you. It would be potluck, wouldn't it?
Oh. Well, it's more bloody respectable around here than what it is yours. Bloody
you dug into your bank balance yet?
Yeah. Did they swear over
you? He's ignoring
you. I don't know. I didn't
today.
Know him. They didn't talk to me. I mean, I didn't talk to them because
well,
I was Bristolian. I'm Bristolian.
They're
all posh over there.
Posh, really?
Yeah. It gets behind the curtains.
Well, they do that here.
I don't. I look through the blinds. I see more.
Newsy, rosy.
I'll tell you what. All I know is you're is Betty. I know Rosie. And Wendy. And you ask me anybody's names round here, I couldn't even tell you Sylvia's name next door.
You just fucking said it.
Yeah, we still
know
her surname.
I don't know her surname.
Williams, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Mrs. Williams.
Is it?
Yeah, Mrs. Williams.
Sylvia Williams.
I never knew that. Because a romance is going on there, mate.
I suppose you've been watching that as well.
Oh,
haven't?
Yeah. Follows that serial.
Well,
yeah, but it just comes out to the door and says to her, we're going away now. Goodbye.
Yeah, we're going away. Bloody neighbourhood watch.
Yeah. Not to the rounder, will you?
Yes, right? I watch his night all the time when he's falling asleep now to see if the lights is on or the windows is open.
Yeah.
You ought to tell her anyway.
Supposed to be able to keep
an eye on the police.
Neighbourhood watch. He's got to go tell her she left her front door open.
I left the other night.
I know. I need me.
What, you left the door open?
I come in for she first. Nobody owned here, was there? I was frightened. I was scared stiff. I thought, well, should I go up? I coughed.
She coughed before she went upstairs.
I looked at the door. I thought, let's see if he took anything out of here first. No, I was bloody frightened. But then the other night, I shut that door.
Monday night it was.
I shut that door, Betty. He said, I said, I did. I shut the door behind you. I didn't slam it, but I did shut it. And I said, oh, Joe, we go get another lock for that door.
Well, I was looking at that door, that front door, isn't
yeah. I mean, then we got to go up the stairs.
You
just
waiting for your boyfriend to come in,
I said, so
well,
he's
going
to
be
all about Joe went over.
I said,
so
when we went off from here, I said, there's a bleach cat in her bed.
I heard down below. Don't get plenty of ideas in the air.
There's a carry on.
Started to her 7 years old. Started to her 7 years
old.
I tried to get another lock, but that door
was being
there.
Yeah,
to
the
fact of that, I went upstairs and seen a bloke in my bed.
I
said, lucky.
I said,
there were three bloody dogs in your garden when I went out the other night.
Was they having a bit?
Didn't you hear me shout? I said, three dogs out your bed. In your garden. A little brown one.
Oh, wait, was they having a bit?
Well, they might have been down a bit. I don't know about that minute. They went up and I looked at them. No.
That's what you were looking at, wasn't it? See how it's done.
Clayton digging your bank balance.
I'll tell you what, I've chucked many a bucket of water.
I won't see you again for the rest of the day.
I have.
Chucked buckets of water.
I have bloody had that years ago. We chucked buckets of water over.
How much does one
pay? But they still don't
pay. Whatever you've got to spare.
Well,
if it's only a fiver, I'd be grateful.
It's like the bloody almshouses in here, isn't it?
Bloody terrible in here.
Isn't it? It's like the almshouses.
When they were poor, wait till they got a place and then they've got to find all the bills.
Yeah, but Betty, you were giving all yours to the big bingo man. He's giving these to the pub, he's keeping people
at
work.
That's it. But I'm keeping, but if that's all we've got to spare, yes, thank you very much. Every little amount, thanks. That's four
what's
books.
What's the new one?
4 books for each tonight.
Well, I'll be ordering me an out of you. Where's my money for me, Chris?
That's a good will on my friend's part.
You've got some friends, haven't you?
Yeah, I
have. Where are they to then? Where'd you keep Aiden?
A
couple of pints left in our or £5 they got off going
well,
to the machine.
Yeah, I better order you two ready to go because you've got.
I
can't
spend on that thing.
Can't rely on
her. 100 pounds. Oh, you've been lucky since he's bloody 40, I'll have it.
I better go and get a piece of coffee, ain't I?
What time is it?
Or past 10.
Oh,
I've got Timmy Chris.
You take your Chris.
I'll give them to Jojo. I'll play game then they overcome.
Well, go to the front way.
Did he bring his car up?
Yeah, he went out yesterday. His car is good as gold. We stopped out here. His car is good as gold. Goes around vets, come out, no trouble.
What do you drive over here for?
He went, what? When we come from vets?
Yeah, but only drive from vets.
No, when we come out of vets to go down the damage.
Yeah, what's that time of driving from vets over to your house?
No, he got the car from the garage, right?
You went around Bex?
We went around
Bex. Next door to you?
No,
Don't bet the. Oh, I bet. Oh, wow. Where did she go?
What's all the corn bread bets for? She lives next door to
you. Yeah, of course, it's up here, though. I mean, see.
No, there's you, Jim.
Fine.
You'll be all right in a minute. You can get Oscar when you bring that. He's got your packed lunch.
I'm gonna tell Joe to charge for him. How much are they supplying? Instead of not.
Just say your five bits of pocket.
You're gonna make yourself a few while they're due.
I should have paid to give you then.
Five bits of pocket for his finger.
Well, no, there's a dog with a bloody horse is coming. What's that?
Edna?
Oh, wow.
You've heard of the slipper spot bet?
Edna.
Edna!
You didn't know my name?
Well, of course you do, just maybe you didn't answer.
I want a new pair for Christmas.
Yeah. But they think you'd be very well when they looked at it.
I do want a new pair. That's why I went walking about and anybody take pity on me, that.
Oh, yeah.
Eh?
Size five slippers.
I bought her five yesterday. Did you see them on the side? They're coming to get them on. Cheap stuff, see?
You want six. Your foot's getting bigger.
Go to them now.
Sure, I'll see you later.
Okay.
As you did say six.
Go get them.
Just swinging the packed lunch.
Yeah. In case she gets lost, that is mine. She might be going out for a hike later in the slippers.
Well, when you're under 65, mine. True as God's way maker, that's what that lady said. She said, I'm sorry, she said, this lady, she said, like, not being rude about ages, she said, but this lady is in the age range I want. She said, you're under 65. She like, what? She like, well, you're under 65. She said, yeah, I'm 77. What's the matter with the? She said, she was gobsmacked. She went, you what? She said, I'm 77. She didn't believe her.
She didn't believe her?
No. Mind you, she didn't look 77, do she? Don't act 77.
Well, like she said, you see her first thing on the morning, you
can't believe it. But she got no teeth in, she just got up. Oh, dear, she's funny.
She looks a bit like Lauren first thing on the morning.
John Loring never came out in the kitchen when I came down there. I was like, ah. I thought, oh, good God, it's time to get up. Oh.
Well, I woke up this morning when the alarm went off, but I looked at her and I fucking hell, I thought I'd be Wendy had moved out of Kingsway.
Oh, right
up his ass.
No way, Jose. Oh, well, I better go get me a person for coffee, I suppose.
Don't go yet. Shame fucking hit me when you were stuck there.
Good job.
You probably will when you're gone.
Just stay in your gob.
Don't give her right there's mother.
Right. Right, put her fist in his gob.
She won't do that to me.
Now she gives your mouth, Rupert. And.
Don't be bloody cheeky, you.
I got to stick up for her, Lorraine.
Oh, yeah. Just like your fucking mother, just the same. Nice girl, Lorraine. Stupid woman. She's got no sense in. Who brings some people out there?
Don't do what? Why try to read the paper, right?
Alright, yeah. Whatever you say, my love. What do you say? Interesting?
Were you just hitting, Laura?
She didn't hit me. She likes me too much to hit me. Yeah, well.
I'll hit him in time.
She won't. She's
don't
like.
Worry.
She didn't mean that. Don't look at me like that either.
Ah!
Come. I can hear it.
That terror.
Tell her. Mother, she's hitting me.
Bloody good job, she said.
Bloody time somebody sorted me out. Oh my God, the ladies are so great. These are up for fun.
Nothing.
Repeat it, my love.
Oh, you.
Mother, she's calling me a bastard.
Well?
She's wrong.
Oh, you've got a mum and dad, sorry. Fred! Tell Lorraine about Kelly. You said her what she said.
What did he say to her? I can't remember what he said to her.
She came out behind me, look, she's only little. And I said, oh, no, Fred, my love, I'm giving the money. And she got past me. She said, are you my granddad? Are you my Clayton's dad? My Uncle Clayton's dad. And he went, and I went, and he said, yes, I am. She said, oh, she said, now I've got two granddads. At least he went along with it. 7 years ago, wasn't it? Right then, this is the binky money. You'll have to be forced. You can't have sex. Of course, we don't have any money left whatsoever.
Just put your nails.
Well, we have to switch in then. We've got to spread some paper.
I don't know. Find some other one.
It's yours.
Yeah? Hey, did we get all your answers?
Mine.
Nasty kiss.
Papers.
Do you ain't combing your hair?
No.
Do you ain't combing your hair?
I ain't no one sees you, you won't fight them.
God, Clay!
What?
Give your dad a pound.
Have a look at my trousers over there, you might find a pound in a pocket.
Oh,
you
are.
If you're really lucky.
He wants a gold car,
books even books out of wherever it is.
Mm. Yeah.
He got no brains, have he? Yeah. In fact, if he had a brain, he'd be dangerous. I reckon.
Where's your treasures in? You must have put that one away last night from our bedroom.
No, me bleeding white, you silly girt woman. Over there on the side, doing a brick.
Oh, right, there you are. Those cabot
Lorryman's not here.
Well, they never talk about him.
Dave says silly girt woman.
I always says it to her face.
Yeah.
Skye?
Yeah. Shout out.
She didn't know what she came over for.
No. Well, he's better off.
It was for the yellow paper she wanted to see for you throughout the night. She must get the clothes from.
Yeah, but he's better off.
Was it flavoured in?
I just put it in the period.
Well, fucking take that now.
Come on, take mine.
You serious?
Honest.
Well, all right, swear it.
Yeah.
Fuck it up.
Clayton!
Right.
I've got packs for tomorrow as well now.
You do.
You're not paying this. Good job. You'll get scraped when they're gone. You know that, but you'll be able to stay in your 7 nights a week in our little chair looking at each other and arguing. Ooh! You know that, Clay?
What's that?
When you're all gone, he's going to put me on the game down St. Paul's, he said.
He still ain't bleeding go out, would he?
My God, I'd have to have a brown paper bag over me head.
You've been lending the lorry on the night you're not using it.
Oh, very funny. It's the in places at Park Street, they tell me these days.
Is it?
Yeah, outside the Mauritania, isn't it? I assume the Mauritania's still there.
Don't know, man.
No, nor do I.
But it never go up Park Street.
It never go in town. Horrible.
You still going down our toes next weekend, eh?
Well, I don't know, I suppose so.
We took one about our dues.
Yeah.
How'd you find, were you buying the children, or don't you know, for Christmas?
Don't know what.
Is there any chance of buying them all a pair of slippers each? You aren't very dear.
Yeah, can do.
Well, I'm going to buy the two, well, David and I are going to buy the two boys' pyjamas and the two girls' nightshirts. And we thought, if you buy the slippers, we got a bag like this, and you're supposed to top the chocolates and sweets. And by the time you put this week's on the top as well, it's going to be lots and lots, but they ain't got it for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Loads of it, we got. The
spent pounds. He's spent about £15 in common brick bag right now.
Lucky.
I know. Well, that's what they're for, to eat, isn't it? Can't stop kids eating sweets and chocolates. What is food? What's what Christmas is all about? Nobody asked you if you wanted anything out of the shop. Do you want anything any time or something?
You don't want fresh chocolate.
The bob is mine.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to like Jordan.
She doesn't like chocolate.
Your dad's sort of something. Yeah. Well, David and I are gonna buy the two boys' pajamas and the two girls' night shirts. So we thought if he buys them all a pair of slippers, that's their nightwear sort now. Upstairs, they're gonna buy them our Kelly's into hairdressing, so they have curling and brush and all sorts and that sort of thing for her. Junior Scrabble for Sarah. And I don't know about the two boys, I don't know what they got sorted out for the boys. So we thought if we could collect it all up together and you are going down, then you could take the whole lot down out of the way.
Yeah.
Kelly Bernadereer died.
What's
that? She's too young and she's 13 to muck about with her hair. She's got lovely colour hair and by the time she's really 21 her hair will be a mess.
Well,
you're much too young to muck about with her hair, I think.
I remember said she's going to go on a game anyway.
That's what I said, to go on the game when he's gone and the girls is gone, I've got no money.
She said she's going to get a brown paper bag for it. I said she's going to let it yawn like she ain't using it.
I said St. Paul's an inn now, is this up by the Martin again? Park Street, so they tell me. I better drink some coffee, look at the time. She's going to tell Joe that you charged for those crisps.
Oh,
yeah, half price. So he's not going to think very highly of you this morning.
He used to.
Does he do? Well, not going to think very high of play after charging that fresh bit Chris. Oh, right, so I'll see you later. Yeah. Take care. Don't forget the 2 meters, will you? And the cigarettes. Are you better leave me a cup before you go on the table? Because I'll have to come back to mom.
Yeah.
And what I'm vacuuming and doing, and that's in central.
Oh, is it getting your
place
in the
day? Yeah, unless you're
good. Well, I was going to say,
if you're
money
out, okay. Oh, put the
money out then,
David. So, you haven't
come back?
Right. £2
for Isla. £2.40 for mine. What are you getting
his hand, mother? He's going in. Oh, alright, then you get mine in the papers.
What's he going to do? Go out all day with no bags because I'm going to buy it. Is that when he comes back?
Well, he's
probably got
four of the
fucking wheels, isn't he?
That's how long I'm taking it.
2 years.
I'm fucking getting it all. Look, I just got a rubber spike, all right?
You're going to get the papers. Give it back a pound.
I'll get a pound.
Two mirrors, Clay.
Two mirrors?
Yeah. Two what? Mirrors, star and sun. Mirror for Margaret. Mirror, star and sun for me. That's for the ring. I buy some mirror, star and sun every day to do the puzzles.
Cheaper for the puzzle book.
Yeah, well, they haven't gotten out yet.
They got out. We can't get them. You didn't know where about.
I like the 3 papers to sit down and get a faster. It's my routine, see? My routine. I'm going to do it all gone. I've got no washing I need to do. I need once or twice a week. No cooking because he only cooked dinner. I'll be here with nothing. I'll have to put you away. I'll have to give you a meal.
Good.
Feed me once a week and you'll cook dinner.
I'll bring you on the pastries and I'll come with them.
I said to Julie about the
washing
machine. What's the great deal? I said to Julie, I said, I hope you don't think about taking this washing machine with you when you go because you're buying. Oh no, no, she said, we'll buy our own. Oh, good. So I don't want to gaping great all out there when they're gone into the washing machine. I've left you.
Don't bring that washing around here.
Yeah. Most probably.
Good idea.
I don't mind.
Yeah, give you something to do,
then. Give you something to do, yeah. Good God, I
didn't have
that job.
Good. You're going to play.
Here's Stephen, still all about getting his cake shop.
Who?
Stephen Dork.
Oh, yeah.
She told me. She'd asked, you still getting out of shop? She was still coming with me, aren't you? I said, oh, yeah. It's hard to say no.
You have to make up loads of excuses.
Well, either that or she'd have to make it worse for my wife. I ain't gonna let go of work when I can let her sit home for 30 quid, am I?
She'll have to pay you lots of money then.
Lots and lots.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Where to?
Well, you want, what's some in the, like, near? Like Hannah or somewhere sort of local. Because, I mean, your place got the monopoly everywhere else. I mean, it's no good to go and buddy put a cake shop where yours is.
Not really,
is
it?
So you want
it's fucking
Hannah.
Horrible, though, isn't it?
You know, I mean, you've got to ask them, you know, sensible, isn't it?
Yeah, but if he has another shop, is he still going to get his cakes from our place?
Well,
like he did before.
I suppose so.
We could put it fucking anywhere, then, can't you?
Well, yeah, I suppose you could, really. Well, Henry, she reckons you'll be starting up a business after Christmas.
Put it in Kingsville with all the rest.
Yeah, not that.
Bye,
Lorraine.
Bye.
I stole it when you were upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, I did. At least I got it. Sometimes. Do you know what?
What?
I missed my mate when I was drinking my tea. How did you manage that?
Tea.
Take that stupid hat off.
There's nothing wrong with my hat, boy. Where this fucking thing they go? They're attached to me.
What makes his next one?
That one's better than this.
You can have his that one Thursday night.
That, because he had a crash all night.
No, that was last night.
Thursday night. You never had that one?
No.
Okay, no.
Took you had time to put it on. You straight out through the door, you forgot by.
He must have been out on his bike. When he came in, got off his bike and straight with the car. Lazy bastard, he is. At least I bought my drink on the council bank weekend. He might buy me one that day. And he would. Then he won't hear. And you, you might buy me a drink. Up or down?
Down.
Oh, that's boring. Yeah, I do. Just wait for the red light. There's not many of those, dude.
You know where the two little cottages are, it's not them.
Yeah.
Just there.
How boring. Don't know why you can't fit this fucking close cable where it is. It can't be difficult. Can it? Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
See, no, not people.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you wouldn't, would you, lazy bastard?
Oh, Chris doesn't want.
Things I have to worry about.
What?
Clutch cables. I may got a clutch cable on my car.
Well, no.
Hang on, fancy clutch.
See you later, young lady.
You don't?
I've been on the way, right?
Don't hang
them
out too much.
Alright. You won't be done. Must remember to find one of these hats for Jamie.
What?
Where the fuck he wants one, I don't know. Yesterday. I said, have you got any more of this? Yeah, I've got fucking hundreds. So, what do you want, John? What the fuck am I for? I've sent him a work instead of me, haven't I? What do you want it for? He's still tired.
He's more tired.
Lazy bastard. I don't know why. You don't want to sleep on a bike. That's like keeping me awake.
Mm.
Well, I won't be the one that's tired, really.
Yeah, you won't be
the
one.
Yeah.
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 Oh, God.
What? Am I annoying?
No.
That's all right, carry on.
Don't.
I like it when you get nasty. Right. Later. You said I got to make the most of it this weekend, right? I haven't annoyed you yet. Fucking stinging there.
Sting my fucking hand.
Fucking hell, do you think you've done the one there? Stupid woman.
Don't
paint me, I don't like it.
Hurts.
Don't do it. Oh, that really annoys me. People doing that.
Does it?
Yeah, it really winds me up.
Good.
I should have told you how to do it.
No.
No. No? Pretty boring. fucking lose. Fuck off. You going there?
Think about it.
Hey. Take it easy, mate. Fucking bang it around.
You finished with that one?
Yeah.
You haven't watched the second one yet, then?
No. You never told me there was another one on there.
If you read the thing, you know, it says on there, Highlander 2 and Black Rake.
I never read that.
Well, you've got to read it.
Can I watch the other one before you have it back? You have it back if you want.
No, it's alright.
What's it about anyway, that Black Rake?
I don't know!
Fucking old bird dukes up there in 20 minutes.